This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's! The party is saved!
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. It is officially Thanksgiving Eve, Breaker Appreciation Day, and we already have a bustling building with us. Is that a good word, Sip? Bustling?
It's a really good building. It's a really good word. It's a really good building, and it's a really good word. Yeah, here we are.
Yeah,
it's
going to be a chaotic day, just so you know. The Tree of Trust is actually here. So we talked about this all week long. The Tree of Trust is on the window, the east-facing window of the station.
We've got 20 up there already. A lot of people very kind that they text in to
McSafety.
Look at McSafety right now.
He's been busy as hell.
He's working. We're going to have to pay him.
Yes. This is going to cost us more than we thought. The payroll really went up.
Look at him. Since I've walked in, he's been bent over writing.
I see John is here as well. I see John behind the Christmas tree.
John just got here.
John's here. Bolt's in the building.
Bolt's here in the building. My
Laura,
wife's here.
Kathy Woody's here.
Well, we talked about Rod from South Lincoln.
So, Sip, you walked in and got a gift from Rod. We were here before you, and so he'll give us ours as well. Rod gave us...
Yeah, we got gifts.
Ornaments. I have a Dan Marino ornament, courtesy of Rod in South Lincoln. Bill,
and
what did you get?
I've got a Houston Oiler ornament.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Yes. And I got a Husker... Something. I could re-gift this to my dad.
Let me see it real quick. This is a...
I don't think that's what Rod brought it in for.
A Husker.
To re-gift it. Hey, here's a gift for you.
Some sort of Husker thing.
And give it to whoever you want.
Very kind
it's
of Rod.
Rod is a very loyal breaker.
Rod in South Lincoln.
Kathy Woody brought us in cupcakes that look like turkeys.
Sip was like, what is this? It looks like it's turkey.
It's
but
a cupcake.
It's not turkey. Look at this. This is a... If you watch the video, Kathy Woody made these, or I don't know if you got these... It's a turkey cupcake.
Oh boy.
Look at
Bearded Ben's here.
We brought donuts. We needed those.
We've got about 10 dozen donuts courtesy of a Kaiser painting from Lamar's Donuts. Thank you to Jay.
Thank you to Jay.
Greg brought in a gallon of maize. A gallon size of maize.
I think it says hominy. Blitzkrieg is here, by the way, right behind Bill in the video.
You can see.
If you're watching the screen, that is Blitzkrieg on the screen.
Yeah.
Mexican style. Hominy, courtesy
is that
of
Mexican style.
It says say Mexican style on it.
Yes.
Wow, Juanita's. Okay.
Bolt has his sticker on, name tag on. Yes. Blitzkrieg is dancing in the window behind Bill.
We have to talk about Bill a little bit. This is Bill's dream.
It's my dream. This is what my whole life. I'm like, could we just ever have a Thanksgiving Eve celebration?
You love Thanksgiving Eve.
I texted this morning at 4 o'clock. It's here.
You did.
You've always said that. You've said it since you started this show.
It should be new, Bill. Yes. Back in January 2023. Yeah.
And look at this, Bill. Look what's happening.
It's the best day of the year, and everyone's happy.
It's festive in here. People are showing up. Just a reminder, if you are in the area, if you want to stop by, we have a coffee courtesy of Pinnacle Bank, milk coffee, free. Black coffee is free. If you want to get like a latte or iced coffee, that's half price. They'll cover the other half. You cover the, you know, half the price there. So that's till 9 a.m. Also, the donuts are free courtesy of Kaiser Painting from Lamar's.
Wow, people are coming in.
We've got Bearded Ben brought donuts as well. So it's going to be a fun time. Please come down. And if you want to bring a non-perishable food item, also the Food Bank of Lincoln is accepting donations.
Yes.
Both with that and cash.
That'll be there all day, right?
Yes, it will. We'll have bins here all day long.
All day long.
Yes, okay. We will. It's going to be kind of an in-and-out show, I think, today. It's I call this glorious, fun chaos today.
Yeah, just ride with it. It'll be fun. Yeah.
I know how to ride it. Ride with it. That's going to get cut up somewhere.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know what happened. I just had a freak out moment there. I apologize.
You're fine.
I'm excited with all the people here. It's craziness.
It's crazy. I hate that we can't name everybody who's here. Missy Tooth Greg brought in some sort of old style radio that he's going to be playing Lawrence Welk songs.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. It's an old style big, like it looks like a big stereo.
Okay.
Old style, though.
Back to our Lawrence Welk infatuation.
McSafety is working his tail off over here, by the way.
McSafety took a lot of texts last night. He said his phone was pinging every two minutes.
He hasn't even looked up yet.
No, he has not looked up. Look at him. He hasn't looked up by 10.
Can I ask a question?
Please do. Yes.
Who did the Tree of Trust?
Greg did it. Greg provided.
It was really well done.
It's really not the... It's a thin tape.
Yeah.
And I saw him do it freehand. It wasn't like there was a stencil up there. I go, hey, Greg, Tree of Trust, no problem. Gets this out. And within about 2 minutes, the Tree of Trust was done with the sign that says Tree of Trust.
He did a really good job.
The Tree of Trust, I bet, was conceived last night, and he just was ready to roll.
Yeah, he didn't come in here. The best part is I came in right behind Greg, so I saw him back it in. I saw him back the truck in, and it was incredible. He's got a silver truck with a topper with no windows. And so it looks like it almost could also, you know, carry a coffin potentially.
Potentially.
Yeah.
But he did a lot of preparation last.
Andrew's here. Isn't that Andrew Newton?
Andrew Newton's in the house with the kid.
Okay, that's Andrew. I need to know this.
With the kid? I bet it's his kid.
You thought he worked at Cedars. He's a fan of Cedars, but he works at Newton's Lawn Care, which he owns. Which he owns, Newton's Lawn Care.
Duly noted, there's Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew is in the building. Breakers are showing up left and right here. Reminder, go get some coffee. Luke is here. Also, the mill is open.
Also, do we make it clear that there are breakfast sandwiches here, Steve? Blitzkrieg brought in breakfast sandwiches.
I didn't hear that. How many did you bring in? A lot?
A bunch. There's breakfast sandwiches. This is all cost-free. Yes.
Come down.
So if you want a free breakfast, you want a free black coffee or a half-price coffee, please come down until 9 a.m. Kaiser Painting provide donuts. We've got breakfast burritos from Blitzkrieg and Yes
burritos?
Chef.
Burritos.
Yeah.
And I'm sure more food's on its way.
We have a chef coming later. And Lawrence Welk songs will be playing over an old stereo that Missing Tooth Greg brought
in. He's working that right now.
Yes.
He told me last night he had 3 hours of preparation. I've never prepared for a show for 3 hours.
Imagine that.
That's too much.
I'm going to tell my wife, hey, I need 3 hours here to kind of clear my head for the show tomorrow.
She's like, really? YouTube, we already have Al is on his way in right now. Al will be here soon.
Who else is on their way in? Let us know because we can make a grand entrance.
We want to know how packed this place is. We had no idea if it's going to be a packed house. We think it's going to be a packed house today, but again, it's real. Please come down and see us. And the name tags are ready
Laura,
for you. And please put the name tag
My wife's here if you want to meet my wife.
Yeah, Laura's
Kathy
here.
Kathy Woody's
you
here.
You were cracking the whip on Laura. It's one of the first things I heard.
What did you hear this morning?
Bill was cracking the whip on Laura.
What did he say?
I don't know. He's like, Laura, we need something.
The name tags.
Yeah, we need
name tags.
Name tags.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people need to know who people are.
Okay, so other important.
Oh, Glenn Galeer's here. Gavin and Glenn from Pender. Glenn drove down. Glenn Galeer drove down from Pender this morning.
So that's the farthest. Oh, Cozad's still the farthest drive,
Cozad's still the farthest. You're second right now. Glenn's second.
And Chris is in the house, too.
I mean, yes. John's from Holders. That's out by Cozad, not as far as Cozad.
Glenn, make sure you do your, make sure what you're thankful for.
Yep, Tree of Trust, Glenn. Yes.
Glenn's got a meeting at 8. He must have hit. So
well,
Glenn
he can be here for an
so
hour.
So Glenn had to leave at 4 this morning. Glenn left at 4 o'clock.
Just 4 to come down. Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, he runs Pender.
Okay, and I think we need to emphasize too the Tree of Trust. You put what you're thankful for on there. When you come in,
do not push McSafety aside. You stop by McSafety, you write down a note, and you put it on the tree.
McSafety has a desk.
This is the most important part of this.
Yes.
Putting what you're thankful for.
Yes. It's called Thanksgiving. Now, have you guys done
that? And I'm not asking what you're thankful for, but did you do it yet?
I've not done my. No. I will do mine at first break, though. Yeah, Steve, you're correct. I was jacking around.
Too busy.
Jacking around.
We need to. I mean,
busy.
I thought maybe since it was like the most important day of the year for me and the big event we had, that you and Jake would show up early, but you didn't. Jake showed up late. And
no,
you
I was here at 5:41. It's pretty good for me.
And you showed. I had to tell Rod. I go, Rod, I thought he'd be here early. I guess he's coming in at 5:59.
I was here at the about same 4 minutes earlier than usual. 5:41. I walked in. That's not bad.
A little late for you.
No, I'm here about 5:45, 5:46. Usually.
No, Jake pushes it pretty close.
Not today. I was here early.
Kaser was here with the donuts. He was waiting for me.
Sean in Omaha is on his way.
From Omaha.
He says, it's here.
It's here.
Same thing that Bill texted this morning.
I texted this morning. It's here. I woke up like
I want to see the actual time. I'm going to get the timestamp here. On the text that Bill sent. Bill sent this text that says, it's here at exactly 4:37 a.m.
4:37. Yeah, I was rolling. Yeah, we were up.
Katrinka's on her way. This is going to be a good boat.
Katrinka's a little late.
Well, Bill texted Jake's late the moment I walked into the building. I walked in right at 5:41.
Well, I hadn't seen you. A lot of people were asking.
That's true. I was in the back. You were up front.
That's okay.
That's what happened.
Katrinka on way.
Okay. She's on her way. Kent says he would like to be here. He's right now in the UP up in Michigan, though, so he can't be
UP,
here.
UP, Kent, okay.
The Upper Peninsula.
Yes.
That's where he's at.
That's all right.
And Rod,
not everybody can be here.
Rod has already sent us the selfie that we got with him, or the picture. Rod in South Lincoln was here. Gave us the ornaments. Good guy. Long time.
Came in here early.
I'm really impressed by the tree.
The Tree of Trust is really
looks
well
incredible.
Done.
It's in an orange. So also, it's in a Thanksgiving hue, which is also incredible.
Yeah, Greg killed that.
Yeah, I was.
Somebody, one of your friends is putting his tag up there.
Is that Glenn?
Yeah.
What he's thankful for. This is beautiful.
God, that's nice. Yeah, everybody put what you're thankful for. That's the theme of this whole thing.
You want to drop off an item for the Food Bank of Lincoln, also great. But if not, come enjoy donuts, coffee, and put what you're thankful for on the Tree of Trust. Be a great morning.
We're going to do that
9 a.m.
Bill,
if you're just driving around right now, whip by here.
Just for a few minutes if you need to.
Where are we?
We're at 1040
How
O
do we
Street,
get here?
A.K.A. 11th and O. We're on the northwest corner of 11th and O on the main floor. The main street.
You'll see the lights. It's well lit.
You can't miss us. We have the mill with us also. The mill, coffee, and tea. The same building. That's where we're at. We're looking right at O Street as we speak.
If it gets too crazy, people can just go sleep over at the Hampton.
They can't.
Yeah. If you need a room, just go to the Hampton.
Go over there. To the Hampton.
Right. It's not real busy right now.
If it gets a little crazy. This is fun.
It's going to be a very fun
this
morning.
This is fun.
Fun morning. By the way.
Bill, I'm so proud of you. Yes. I'm happy for you.
Bill's favorite.
Now, will you be able to, are you going to continue this party into the day and
night?
Oh,
yeah, this is buckle start. Up, buddy.
Wrap
all of a sudden,
I'm not going to be involved.
See me with the turkey hat on about 7 o'clock tonight.
Some wild turkey.
Yeah.
I thought at one point, Bill, maybe you told us that Groundhog Day was first. Is that second for you?
Groundhog Day second.
Second, okay.
Yes, Groundhog Day.
When
is
that?
That's February 2nd every single year.
Never changes.
Could be a Sunday, could be a Wednesday.
Remember, we could do that.
I brought a cake in for that before.
You did.
Could be our
what if we had a real Groundhog? We should do Punxsutawney Phil. We should actually do it.
For our next big bash.
Yes.
We could do that.
We could do that.
Our next bash is for Groundhog Day. Why not?
We got to see if we can get Greg to get us a groundhog.
He could.
He'd probably.
What do you mean? If he would guarantee,
Greg would trap
groundhog.
It himself.
He'd find it.
He'd find a wild groundhog for us and bring
he'd
it down.
Seek it out.
Greg's got his name tag on.
Big Bird says, "Sorry, I can't make it. I'm thankful for early break though. Make the workout fly by every morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys and all breakers.
Wonder what he's doing.
Oh, hang on. You know what? Hang on. We better give that number out again for those that can't make it, because McSafety is posting these as
absolutely.
We speak.
Absolutely, please do that.
It's really important to get these up, guys.
He has not looked up.
He's not looked up. He's right.
The
he's
whole
been going. Patrinka's still not here.
She'll be here soon.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give the number again. People have been asking about the number. This is on
this
me.
Whose number is this?
What's that? This is McSafety, and he's in my phone as McSafety.
Not Dennis. McSafety.
Not Dennis.
I don't even know his real name.
I don't.
It's Dennis
McSafety, as far as McSafety. I know.
Yeah, so Dennis's number, guys, for those that have pleased. Please text in and give your name with him and what you're thankful for. It'll be very brief. Doesn't mean McSafety is 308-325-1911. I'll repeat that. 308-325-1911. Please text McSafety.
What are they texting?
Just what they're thankful for, and it goes right on the Tree of Trust.
Name and thankful.
Yes, thank you, Steve. Name and what you're thankful for. So you want to have your name on that.
And if you want to, where you're from.
That'd be good.
I'm really excited for our first break.
I know. We have to write what we're thankful for.
We do. Yes. Yeah, we do. Yeah. Now, we got a picture from Bill last night. He was watching high school football.
Yeah, give me the rundown.
The scores last night. Scores yesterday. Wahoo beat Sydney in Class C1, 20-6.
Solid game.
Bishop Newman over GICC, 37-15 in the C2 final. And then in Class A, Millard South and Jet Tamala, 49-0 over Papio La Vista South.
Did they stop that game?
Didn't stop it.
Oh, I thought
they had a run. There was a running clock in the second half.
Okay,
didn't stop the game.
The game was not stopped. Yes.
We're stopping the game.
Congrats to Millard.
Congrats.
I got to start following sports.
Yes, sorry. Follow sports a little bit more.
Listen, I saw Chris Basnett's
his
tweet that said 49-0, and then it stopped there at halftime.
No more scores, right?
Yeah,
the second half.
No more scores in the second half.
No more scores in the second half.
Your understanding?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Oh, he watched it.
I was going back and forth. I was watching Husker Hoops, and I was trying to watch Eastern Michigan in Western
Michigan.
You
were doing the sports thing.
Yeah,
I was
doing sports like that.
I was impressed with the
whole text. And that's when Jake
I was confused.
Jake was very confused on he thought that Jim Hansen was Rink Mask.
I'll be very clear on this. I did not zoom in on that picture. I couldn't tell from afar what it was.
I sent a picture of Jim Hansen.
What are you suggesting by that comment?
Jim Hansen was at halftime handing out awards. Jim will be here today.
Yeah.
And I sent a picture of it to Jake, and he goes, Rink's the man. I go, it's not Rink Mask. That's Jim Hansen. He's 60 years old.
I said, whoops, my bad.
Rink looks old, but come on.
Yeah, come on.
He's not taking shots. The guy, how many did he have last night?
Imagine
31.
Rink had 31 points last night.
You thought it was Jim Hansen out there shooting
hoops. Compares his physique to Jim Hansen.
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm sorry, Rink. My bad.
Please,
Jake,
come down.
What's wrong with you?
There's no reason not to be whipping down. This is one of those moments.
Rink is here.
What's that?
Patrinka's here.
Finally, and she bought booze.
What she got?
She bought a bottle of booze. She's got tequila.
Thanksgiving has begun.
Yes, I guess it is truly festive.
She's not coming in here.
Yeah, no, we're not allowed to. Not yet.
She's watching
us not
the
do
outside.
That. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Just stay out there, Patrinka.
So
can't let. The barbarians are at the gate.
Yeah, they are. They're trying to get in. It is.
They're trying to get in.
It's like we're in the zoo right here. People are looking through the window.
Pounding
like
on the
like,
window.
Like we're the penguins.
Do something funny. Come on. Dance in there or
dance
something.
In there.
Oh, okay. Congrats to the state final champ. Also, you mentioned Nebraska volley. They do beat Winthrop. Tough game.
Winthrop.
Now, do not forget, for those who say, oh, here comes Nebraska ball, Winthrop lost by 1 point last week at ranked Arkansas. They're not a joke. They're 3-4. They're a solid team. Nebraska was trailing at halftime, 36-32. They win this game 80-73, thanks to Rink Mast. 31 points for Rink. He made 7 threes. A reminder, the record for a game for Nebraska is friend of the show, Kerry Colhorn, made 8 in 2002. Rink Mast, a post player, nearly tied the record for most threes ever in a game.
Ooh.
At Nebraska.
Most threes is Kerry?
Yes. Colhorn? In 0-2 against Kansas, a loss.
Okay. Right, Rink's going to get that record.
But Kerry. He does.
Hey, so 4 guys in double figures?
Yes.
Rager had 11.
Rager 11.
Sanford.
Moose is here.
Moose
is here. He runs the National Guard.
He does.
Let me see if I recognize him.
That's Moose. There's Moose. Yeah.
That was beautiful. Let me see if I recognize
him. Turn around. How about you? What if you just said, no can do.
I don't know who that is.
Keep going with that guy.
Frager 11 points. Price Sanford
10.
Will
the Fragers be here today? Was there any confirmation?
I think there's a chance. Rick, if you're out there.
Rick
Frager, please stop by. We'd like to see you before 9 a.m.
Or any other of the basketball parents.
That'd be great.
Yeah, any parents.
I mean, I know Fred said he can't, but Fred's welcome to stop by.
Yeah, I think Fred might have pulled a fast one. I told my wife last night, he goes, I'll be at practice. I can't be there.
Yeah, right, Fred.
I'm like, they had a game last night, and they're back on the court right
now.
I
don't think so, Fred.
They're back on
nice try, Fred.
I don't think they're back on the court right now. I know you guys got home about midnight, but if we could do the three-man weave about 5:45 this morning.
The coach can always lean on practice.
Oh, he does. Oh, I trust me. My mind was this one. Oh, I wish. Recruiting. Oh, every time I wanted to get out of something, absolutely. Oh no, man, I wish.
What's mine?
Yeah, what's that?
What's mine? Riding.
Writing. Oh, yeah.
You gave me one yesterday, though.
What's
driving.
That? Driving.
Driving's good.
Driving.
Can't talk. Driving.
That was McSafety.
Yeah, McSafety. Driving.
Also, Cale Jacobson off the bench, 11 points. And do not forget, for the first time, we haven't seen Jerry Garcia in several games. 7 points off the bench. That was needed. He had some post presence.
His name is Jerry Garcia.
Jared Garcia. Jerry.
Oh, you said Jerry Garcia.
Jared Garcia had 7 points for Nebraska.
Not Grateful Jerry. Dead.
Jared.
Nebraska 7-0.
Jared. Garcia.
He said Jerry.
Yeah. I'm proud that Bill was flipping back and forth to this game.
Did you watch this game, Bill?
I did.
What
did
you think?
Well, I told you there was one time when they went up and the teams went up and down like a rec league. Just up and down. Just no one even got past half court, yeah, really.
It was,
and they're just casting threes up on both sides. It was about a 5-minute window, and I go, what is this? Then all of a sudden, then it kind of turned into a basketball game. Thank you.
Thank you.
But it was. I go,
for spinning out.
I was. It was. And it was on both sides. It was just kind of like, I don't know, what do you guys want to do? Chuck it. Shoot it. Both. I mean, Winthrop could. I mean, the teams were just basically, there was like not 10 people in between the top of the keys. No one was anywhere close to that.
Yeah. It was a 3-point fest for a while.
It wasn't like
a lot of clank 3-pointers for a while.
Let's get down on the paint. There was a lot of clanks. And one time it was like 4 for 17 for one and 5 for 18 for the other. It wasn't a lot of balls going.
A lot of threes.
At halftime, again, Nebraska trailed. They were 4 of 22. They'd already taken 22 threes at halftime. 22 attempts. They were 9 of 16 in the second half, so they end up on the game 13 for 38.
So they shot
in the win over Winthrop.
They shot 38, and Winthrop shot 42.
That's what Bill says. So and right. One just chucking up threes. A lot of clanks.
So what was the final?
80-73. It's a win that again, tough game. Winthrop's not bad. They're not a bad team. 3-4. They've had some rough losses, like a tough loss at George Mason, tough loss at Arkansas, and I think Coastal Carolina maybe was the other one. But
Nebraska's 7-0.
7-0. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with 4 glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No apologies for 7-0.
No, not at all.
And K-State, who Nebraska played on Friday, got pounded by Indiana last night.
Oh, boy.
Now, that was a true road game. I think it was 86-69. Lost by 17
Jake's trying
points.
To spin things very positively because of the heat he's taken on the Twitter machine.
Well, I'm positive with a team 7-0. I'm going to back up Nebraska basketball.
That's pretty
as much
easy,
as I can.
Though, Jake. It seems 7-0. Not a lot to complain about.
No, I'm not. Not complaining at all.
They got a couple, like I said, you did with beating Oklahoma in the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, beating K-State, yeah.
And even, and I'd say New Mexico.
They're always a solid tournament.
They're pretty good.
A contender, at least. Yes. So, and also the women.
A contender to what?
In the Mountain West.
Okay, all right.
They make the tournament, I would say, more often than not.
I'm not sure. But anyway, go ahead, Jake.
They make the tournament more often than not.
The women.
And the women also yesterday, they beat, let me get the score here, they beat Virginia to win their tournament they were playing in. Hang on a second. Getting the score here. 91-82, Nebraska beats Virginia in the Emerald Coast Classic. Champs, also 7-0.
McSafety's carrying quite a heavy load.
He's not looked up yet. He's been writing for over an hour.
He's going to have a hand cramp
He's been writing for over an hour. That's right. He took the assignment. Can you handle the tree of trust and then in the write-in notes? Yes, and he's been busy since 5.
He might need Rudy to help him out. Yes. Rudy might have to write.
Maybe if Rudy can go over there and help.
Rudy moved his vacation back for this. He was going to leave yesterday to get back to San Antonio, and he moved it back to be here for the event.
Thank you, Rudy.
Yes,
seriously.
Our friend Will from Apply Connect, who we saw last Wednesday,
yes.
He was across the street at the hotel. He says, "No days off. I'm heading to Gosper County, Elwood. I'm thankful that I get to feel like I'm at the mill right now. Looks like a great place to be today."
Will, did you text in McSafety with your update there? Please text McSafety.
Yeah. Now, who's the banker here?
That's Doug.
Doug.
Doug Gans will be on the air here soon. Sure,
yes. He's fronting the bill for the coffee.
He is paying for the coffee.
Yes.
Doug. So if you see Doug,
if you just want to drive by and get a cup of coffee, Pinnacle Bank's paying for it.
Yes.
Hey, there's free coffee, and there's so many rolls here. Yeah. And donuts and
stuff. We've got Kaiser Paney brought in like 10 dozen donuts. Bearded Ben brought donuts in. We got burritos from Blitzkrieg at Yes Chef.
I mean, Blitzkrieg.
I just
found out today that Blitzkrieg's from Norfolk. I didn't know that. Went to Norfolk Catholic. Yes. So
up in your neck of the woods.
Yes.
Blitzkrieg is here. There's plenty of food. 1040 O Street. Just
yes.
Come down.
Come down till 9 a.m. Do not hesitate. Please join us at least for a few minutes, everybody.
Hey, you don't have to stay for the whole
time. No, we don't have to do that. Yeah, you know you're busy. You've got busy lives.
Is Katrinka still out there?
She'll be here probably the whole show.
Keep your eye on her.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. Need seed, chemical, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Joey is our version of Greg and McSafety. That's what he is to Ag. He is missing tooth Greg. What he means to us in the show.
In what regard?
Because he handles everything, and that's what Greg's doing for us today. Him and McSafety, both of them. So that's it's like a three-legged stool. It's McSafety, Greg, and then it's Joey.
Joey,
yes.
I hope that Greg and McSafety heard that, and Joey for that matter.
Well, the TV's wrong. I hope so. Yeah, McSafety's busy as hell, so he
probably
didn't
hear.
Hope
they get a chance to enjoy themselves today a little bit. They've been working. They were here. I mean, I pull up. They're already here.
They're already working, too.
Greg backs in.
Greg called me at 5:34. Okay, Joey, does Joey listen to the show?
Joey listens to the show.
It takes time.
We talked about the rain, and the wind. Okay. How about the wind yesterday?
Oh, that was crazy.
How about the wind yesterday?
There it is.
He's got Lawrence Welk. He's got a Lawrence Welk video.
If you're watching a video, it's right behind.
Lawrence Welk right behind
in between
us.
Sip and Bill, you can see a Lawrence Welk video.
Look at the horn section.
Courtesy of an iPad.
An accordion.
Greg brought
in. Playing an accordion. Greg, how's it going?
Okay, explain why we're... Yeah, we're doing the Lawrence Welk thing.
Yes,
Bill,
bring that
please
back to
explain.
Us.
Lawrence Welk Wednesday. That's what Shindaddy had.
A week ago today
is Lawrence Welk Wednesday.
So I think we're going to have Lawrence Welk music playing in the background.
In the background, yes.
Why not?
Hey, there's fellowship.
People are talking.
There's fellowship.
This is it.
This furthers Bill's dream.
This is your dream.
This is it. Worlds collide.
The breakers are talking to
fellowship.
Each other.
They have name tags on.
They're dining
the Baldwin
on donuts.
Shops
They've
here.
Got coffee. They're chatting.
Katrinka's talking to somebody. Yes. Who's she talking to?
I don't know. But
She's talking.
She's sitting by John.
Patrika's one really you don't want to make eye contact with because if we make eye contact with her,
it's over.
She'll lure you into a conversation, and there'll be some obscure words.
Yeah,
expletives. Yes. She likes
vulgarities.
Vulgarities.
She likes that. What'd she say the one time? I like that word.
She was using a very
tell us what happened again.
Rough word at Wings and Rings. Alex was there, and I apologized to Alex right in front of Katrinka, and she didn't even bat an eye. She goes, I like that word. God bless her. Everybody's here.
They are here, and they'll keep showing up all day long.
Bill said he couldn't wait for the break.
We'll get to break in a sec.
Let's just start doing more breaks. A lot of people out there I want to talk to. Okay, can we go back to syndication? Can we just have a... We go back to Molly and Pearl
National today, so we can just talk to all our friends here.
We go back to National. Just play an old Royals game.
Play the World Series when they won. Game 5.
Game
2015.
Play the Royals game. Play the July 4th game against the Orioles. What the hell?
Where are they at?
Okay. Before we get to break with sports, we do have some football yesterday. You were in the building. Dana Holgorsen and John Butler spoke.
Yes. How was that?
You were there for Matt Rhule Monday. You were there for them yesterday. What was the mood in there?
It was good. I mean, did you have the?
I have audio.
Yeah, Butler was the best. John Butler was the best.
I got the what do you want to talk about.
The first question right out of the gate, he was pretty good on addressing kind of just what happened at Penn State with the run.
I think they kicked our ass. obviously. That's the obvious answer. They had a plan to come in and run the football. They were a big physical, very big and very physical offensive line that played very well together. They were a motivated team. Not to say they weren't in the past, but you can clearly see the different level of energy and execution. Their backs are two very good backs. You know, we had a plan. We knew they were going to run the ball. We had multiple blitzes, multiple fronts. We played three down fronts, four down fronts, five down fronts. We blitzed, we played base, we played single high man, single high zone, and they had an answer for everything. So kind of chalk it up to it is what it is. It wasn't our best day at the office, and we quickly have moved on to Iowa, but there's obviously still a lot of stuff to learn from it and get better because of it now and in the future.
There was a great moment yesterday that it goes back to something Bill has told us for months and months. Mass kicks.
Ass.
that's years now, not yes. Months and months and months.
And he was at, now I don't know if you can figure this out. Within an answer, he talked about the importance of having what?
Mass.
330 pounders. He said that.
The difference,
I don't know if you have that or not.
The difference is when the game starts, the guy's 330, and when the game ends, he's 330.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like in the rebounding world. It's like, okay, 6'10", and then measure him at the end of the game, still 6'10". Mm-hmm. That helps.
And,
so,
and he said, I'll paraphrase, he has this within an answer. If you can't find it, it's fine.
I don't have it.
He said running the ball is about moving people. And if you have 330, 320, 340 in there, they're hard to move. And
they also have the athleticism to run gap schemes and counters and things. So that means gaps change, which makes a different level of difficulty to fit. And so sometimes some lines don't do that. They just say, hey, we're this blocking team. We're not a big power team or different things with it. So that when you have that ability, that's a big deal.
Jake, Nebraska doesn't have the big Vincent Valentine.
No.
You know, Vincent was 330. They don't have that type of guy. They need that type of guy. They'll have to go get that type of guy. In the portal, he essentially acknowledged that. If you want to play it, so he was asked about Iowa, obviously.
Yes, Iowa's offense. There's
basically in the context of, is it like Penn State?
Yeah, Iowa does what they do. You know, I've watched over the last couple of days. Back when I was at Penn State playing Iowa, I watched when I was at Minnesota playing Iowa. I watched us playing Iowa last year, and the only thing that changes are the names on the back of the jerseys. But in terms of how they play, I legitimately went up and watched the 2010, I believe, Minnesota-Iowa game last night, and it's essentially they're going to line up, they're going to run the run plays that they run out of, the formations that they run them out of. They're going to know how to block every front that you put out there. And it just comes down to, and Matt just made a point to the players, that this is the game that comes down to their players versus our players. We're not going to be overly complicated on defense, not to say that we really were. We might have been a little bit too complicated last week just to try to stop the run, but we're going to line up and know that the run's coming and get off blocks and try to make tackles, not try. We are going to do that and put our best foot forward.
You know, again, this was that was interesting, by the way, this sort of acknowledgement that they maybe were a little too complicated. And some of it was just, oh, they blitzed. They run blitzed a lot, and it compromised their pass coverage. He acknowledged that. So they did. They put a lot into stopping the run against Penn State, and Penn State averaged 5.9 yards per carry. Now here comes Iowa, and he did. He also did answer the question. You probably have this. What's gone wrong on the edge where teams have attacked the edge of the line? Do you have that?
No.
You don't
paraphrase.
Thought I did.
He just went to the play.
I know he cut that up. Keep talking. I'll get it in a second.
He just mainly talked about Catron Allen's long run and what happened.
I got it here. There you go. Right here. Got it.
We're losing the edge. That's what happens. I mean, so the big run, I think the third or fourth play of the game where they got on over the edge to our boundary. We had a couple guys cut off on the front side. And then the DBs that were supposed to be the edge players, there was a big crease in the middle, so they lagged back. And then Allen's good enough to press the gap and then take the edge. So I know there was some references to some execution errors in the game, and that was one of a couple of them on the same play. Is we're slanting the line actually to where they're running the football. They're cutting us off, and if you cut off movement and if you have to blitz to stop the run, you're either going to make a play in the backfield or there's a chance that there's going to be a big play for them. So that's ultimately what happened on that play.
Yeah, the big Catron Allen run. go to Holgorsen.
Yes.
Holgorsen had an incredible compliment for Phil Parker. I mean, it's one of the biggest compliments I've heard a coach give another coach. He was asked about Phil Parker.
Yes.
Or Iowa's defense.
Okay.
First quote out of the gate. It was the first quote out of the gate. If you don't have it,
I got it right here.
All right.
It's at the start. It ain't no different than what it was in 2001 when I was at Texas Tech and played these guys in the Alamo Bowl. I'm being serious. I mean, it's just, you know, they've been there, what, 25 years or whatever it is, and it's been the same forever. I mean, you know, for them to be able to sustain it like they have is, you know, something that's very unique and probably never going to be duplicated again, you know. So same as it was last year, you know. Yeah, I go back, you know, obviously 25 years ago, there's going to be some things that are a little different, but same as it was last year, you know, just they're a plug-and-play team. You know, I thought they had really good players last year, you know, and the ones that they lost, they've replaced them with really good players this year. So, it ain't real tricky. You know, they're just sound with everything that they do. You know, and you know, from a coaching perspective, you got to respect that.
Oh, that wasn't it. So that's okay. He said he went on and he said for them to be able to sustain it like they have, like it is, it's very unique and possibly will never be duplicated again. Bill Parker.
It is bizarre because I said they are just, here is what we do and we're going to do it better than you. That's kind of their mantra. And like I said, they're a quarter half team, and that's where they started with. And there's more variables, just like Coach Holgorsen said. He goes, it's not exactly the same as 2001 and 2003, whatever. Things do change a little bit, but a lot of the same staples, and their deal is more reps versus exactly what we do. So we see it more times in those things. So sometimes you have a bunch of creativity and some things that can happen. Like you just heard Coach Butler talk about it's like a field slant defense and what all went wrong with it. So sometimes on the other side, say, man, we've got to have some things in our repertoire. And then sometimes it's like, what we're going to do is do the same thing over and over again. And there's two different thoughts to it.
On
how that part works out. Mm-hmm. But like I said, when you need to have some answers in your call sheet. I know that. So I'm with the defensive staff at Nebraska that you have to have some different calls to be able to lean on as something that to be able to have a change up. That's for sure.
As far as Phil Parker's defense goes, they're top 15 across the board in the major categories. 8th in total defense, 8th in scoring defense, 12th in pass defense, 14th in rushing defense. It'll be a better defense. Well, I mean, statistically, it's a better defense in Penn State.
Have they ever not under him had those kind of numbers? They have always been a top 20 defense pretty much in the history he's been there.
Pretty much. I was looking yesterday.
They might have been like 1 or 2 years they were a little worse than that, but nothing with a huge drop-off ever for Iowa.
No, it doesn't seem like it. So that was that. He was also... He talked about this game, the rivalry, that it feels different. Go ahead.
Yes, I have that. Dana Holgorsen.
Just the buzz around it. Just the buzz around it. I can't explain, you know, I can't explain what it is, but it just means more, you know, that these rival games. And like I said, I've only been in like 3 of them. But those just, you know, I had that feeling last year that I'd had in years past. And you know, it's just, you know, there's not a whole lot of those rival games that exist anymore. You know, a lot of them have kind of gone away. You know, shoot, Bedlam's one that's went away. You know, the Backyard Brawl is one that went away. You know, and so the ones that are out there, I know you got to kind of relish the opportunity to be able to play those games. You know, so it kind of sucks that a lot of those have went away. This one hadn't. So let's enjoy it.
God, Jake was right on this. I'm looking at Phil Parker's defense over the years. They had in 2012, they were 49th. Now, that was his first year as the defensive coordinator, though.
They also went 4-8 that year.
Yeah. So after that, they've been a top 25 defense all but one year. Oh, all but one year, which was 2017. And if you know their record in 2017, I'm going to be freaked out.
Beat Nebraska 56-14 in Lincoln. I think they're probably 9-4 that year.
Oh God, Jake. Yeah. Anyway,
what were they?
I don't know.
I don't know. When we say that we're asking, we're really asking.
But no, good call on that. I was a little skeptical when you said that about Parker.
That was Riley's last game.
No, I was a little skeptical about what you said about Parker.
Well, think about it. When they had a bad defense under him the last 13 years.
They really haven't. I mean, 36 is his worst since his first year. That's pretty good. I mean, 36 is not exactly a debacle. I mean,
yeah.
That's how they can overcome Deacon Hill at quarterback. They have respectable defense.
Deacon Hill at quarterback. He went to
They Utah. Won 10 games.
He went to Utah Tech and couldn't start at Utah Tech. Couldn't find a way.
He's never started.
That cannot be overstated. Yeah. The man won 10 games at Iowa, and didn't start at Utah Tech.
He was doing a jig off the field in Lincoln the last time he was here.
Yeah, he was a real big part of that win, too.
Hey, also, Holgerson talked about
one more.
TJ Lateef.
I got that.
And the benefits of playing at Penn State.
I thought his presence was good. You know, his you know, he wasn't wide-eyed, you know, he wasn't. You know, he was calm. He communicated well, you know, and that was challenging. You know, that was a buzzsaw that we ran into and it existed everywhere, you know. And so, you know, give Penn State credit. I mean, you know, they kind of found their groove a little bit, you know, and I don't really want to revisit that, to be honest with you. But just from a TJ's perspective, I mean, I thought he went out there and just played ball, you know, and the moment wasn't too big for him. You know, this is his first home game start here in Memorial Stadium. But how do you think he's going to respond? I got all the confidence in the world in him just based on how he responded against USC, how he, you know, first game on the road in that atmosphere, man, what an awesome place that was. But, you know, and he had to handle silent count, which was new for him, and I thought he handled it well. We had a couple of, you know, pre-snap penalties that they weren't on him, you know. And so, you know, then he went out there and played okay, you know. So I think he'd get a week better. You know, this is a whole nother challenge, whole nother opponent, whole different defense, and be a different game plan for him. And he's out there executing it. I thought he did a good job today. His, you know, elements are going to play a role. I mean, it's that time of the year, and we were out there practicing in it. And, you know, I thought he spun it around as good as he could in the conditions that were out there today. There'll be different type of conditions again on Saturday. But I got no reason to believe that he's not going to go out there and play his best.
There you go. Now, how's the party looking?
It's good. We're going to go join it here in a second. That's your report from John Butler and Dana Holgerson. Yeah, we'll go join this party in a second. Before we get to break, though, if you are hungry right now, if you don't want to come down and see us for some reason, but you want breakfast, brunch, and lunch in downtown Lincoln, where would you send the Breakers today, Bill?
I'd still send them here first.
Yeah, here first.
And then I'd send them here maybe? First. Like that. And then what's going to happen is that's what's nice is today would be a day more for a lunch at the Bird.
Yes.
This is lunch Bird.
Lunch Bird. That's what we're doing, lunch Bird.
Yeah.
Yes, like that. So a little later Bird.
Yes.
Yes, later Bird. Because today, early Bird would be here, mm-hmm. and later Bird is where you want to go. So about 11:50, you want to get yourself over there for gravy.
Yeah, they're open until 2, so you got plenty of time to get over there, early Bird. And free parking and spacious parking
just
at 19th and K.
Yes.
They really have. Nice.
Where are we at, Jay?
We are at 11th and O. So we're not that far away.
They walk it over.
If you want to get brunch there, again, you can still get breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, chicken fried steak. Also, you get pancakes and other items there. Don't forget the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Early Bird. Go after you come here. Go for lunch. Early Bird.
Go for lunch.
At 19th and K, open till 2 p.m. When we come back, we'll have Doug Gans and Pinnacle Bank with us next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.